Hello, welcome to Thursday Topic. I will not be before you long, and unfortunately I did not book the special guest, so I'm gonna rock it out by myself, and hopefully, well, I know I will have people for next week, and I will tell you the topic at the end of this recording. Today we are talking about trusting God with broken pieces. I thought this would be a great discussion to have because trusting God is a term that is used so much. However, when we analyze what it really means, we get intimidated. I want to give you the definition of trust. Let's start there. It is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone. The reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone. This means that you can rely on them to tell the truth. They have the ability to possess strength to help you at all times. When we look at God and who He is, do we really trust Him and His reliability? Because if we take a look back, He has always been there. Well, do we trust His truth? Sometimes His truth hurts, but it's always in our best interest. Do we trust His abilities and strength? Because He is the creator of everything. Now that we know who He is, let's talk about what has happened to us. We have found ourselves in situations, or we have encountered some people who serve one purpose, and that was to break us into shambles. It was to break you into no one noticed you. It was to make sure that when you look in the mirror that you don't even recognize yourself. Have you ever been there, or are you there now? I'm not ashamed to say that I have. I have struggled with self-esteem because men wouldn't stop cheating on me. I began to look at myself like, what in the world is wrong with me? I have struggled with thinking that I was inferior to people because they made me seem small. I struggled with doing people right only for them to turn around and do me all the way wrong. These situations and the people involved broke me. Here were pieces. I mean, fine shards of glass that nobody wanted to touch. That in fear that, you know, those small pieces would eventually cut them. You know how they say, misery loves company. Yes, I know you deal with those pieces every day. You value yourself as nothing. You are in a funk that you believe is it for you, because you walk around with it every single day. You feel like this is it. This is all that life has to offer for you. There are these broken pieces that you carry around, praying that one day, just one day, somebody will ask you, are you okay? And that they actually mean it. You're dealing with the death of a loved one. They were all that you had. Now here you are with broken pieces. Broken pieces. So when I think about broken pieces, I think about a puzzle. I envision my daughter Taylor, and she's on the floor trying to wrap her mind around what pieces fit together, because you know the goal of the puzzle is to be put back together and make this beautiful picture. I see her scrambling through like the different pieces, trying different combinations to see which piece fits where. And you may be doing this in your life. You are scrambling, trying things you shouldn't, trying to piece yourself back together. Or maybe you're choosing another relationship that looks just like the one you prayed to get away from. Either way, you are trying your best to make your life make sense. But while trying to put this puzzle together, Taylor, my baby, is still not giving up, because she knows if she trusts the process, eventually there will be a picture from all her hard work. I said she is still not giving up because she knows if she trusts the process. There's that word trust again. Why is it so easy for us to trust the creation before we trust the creator? People are fickle, meaning they will change in a split second. But we won't trust the man that has never changed. He is so consistent even when we hurt him. We will trust our friends to be loyal and trust our spouses to be faithful. But I have one problem with that. We place too much faith in folks to fix us. In the last quarter of last year, I have to share this. I got this download, this saying, God do you. And for like the past couple of weeks, I've been washing and rewearing my God do you t-shirts. And I like to wear them every day. And I was in Walmart the other day, and this guy said, your shirt says God do you. Well, what do you mean by that? I told him, I trust God to be him and do whatever he needs to do and whatever that needs to be done concerning my life. I give him total surrenderance. He said, Well, he's going to do that anyway. But I beg to differ. If you have ever heard any of my podcasts on changing aim, I discovered one thing. That God is a gentleman. He doesn't barge in on your life. He will come when he's invited. Most of the time, things don't change because we haven't invited God and the Holy Spirit into our lives. Yes, those broken pieces are there, but you have asked God to help you clean them up and place the pieces back together. If you try to do it yourself, it will take a long time. But just like Taylor, when she's putting her puzzle together, when I assist her, when I give her help, the process goes so much faster. Sometimes we need to call on our extra set of hands. He will do it if you ask him. He will transform the way you even look at those broken pieces. Do you know that shards of glass, when you shine light on it, it looks like diamonds shining? Other people may see the mess you went through while you see a beaming light of freedom. He will even let you look at those broken pieces and see the greatest blessings of your life, which was inviting him to your heart. Trusting God with broken pieces is not saying I trust you when I'm not even whole. It's saying I trust you to place me back together. Not only place me back together, but to look at myself differently and from a perspective of victory instead of victimized. Trust God with your broken pieces. I will meet you here again next Thursday. The topic will be, have you sacrificed your soul? Have you sacrificed your soul? And I think next week it's going to be a video instead of me recording like this type of just audio. And I hope you will join me again. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time. I will see you guys here next Thursday. Thank you.